Hey, what's up? John Doherty here for Radio Tacoma's Climate Talk. You've heard me say many times that to be successful in our vision of creating a livable future, our efforts are multiplied when we work with others. There are lots of great, hardworking, thoughtful, and effective groups out there, and Citizens Climate Lobby is one of those. Today, we're talking with Dr. Gwen Hansen. Dr. Hansen is leader in the Bellevue Citizens Climate Lobby, so here we go, getting her take on CCL and what it might mean to you. Gwen Hansen, welcome to Climate Talk.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, John.
So let's learn a little bit about who Dr. Gwen Hansen is. You're a medical doctor, the way I understand it. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And you live up in Bellevue. You're active with the Citizens Climate Lobby chapter up there. And we're primarily interested today in learning more about what CCL is all about. But let's start off by learning a little more about what Gwen Hansen is all about. So how long have you lived in the Pacific Northwest?
I've lived here for 20 years. And before that, I moved around a lot. And this is by far my favorite place to live.
Yeah, well, typically people that have been here for 20 years, they love this place. If somebody comes up from Southern California and they can't handle it, then they're gone in a few months. So you definitely qualify as a Pacific Northwesterner. So let us know briefly about your college experience. Where did you do your undergraduate and then your medical training?
I went to Cornell University for undergraduate and majored in math. And then I went to the University of South Florida in Tampa for medical school.
So Cornell is in New York, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So New York, Florida, quite a contrast there in many ways. But anyway, you are active at CCL. I believe you're the chapter leader up in Bellevue. Is that right?
That's correct.
So what attracted you to CCL in the first place? And let me just frame that a little bit. I mean, there's lots of environmentally concerned organizations. So why CCL?
Well, it started when I first found out how severe climate change was in 2006. And I was extremely distraught, so much so that my family thought there may be something wrong with me, that I was so worried about something that really didn't seem to be an overt problem. And so nobody seemed to sympathize with me. And sometimes I did feel like I might be a little bit crazy because I worried about it so much and everyone else seemed to think it was nothing. So I started to do the individual things one can do. I stopped driving my car except for in carpooling. And I later became vegan and, you know, did sort of the individual things, but it felt kind of lonely doing all that. And I learned about carbon pricing and I thought that just makes so much sense because it's such an elegant solution. It doesn't require regulations or subsidies and it kind of affects everyone from the largest companies to the individual consumers. So I became very enamored with that policy. And I looked around for groups that I could contribute to. And I found lots and lots of groups I could contribute to. They all had a donate here button. I did donate, but it just wasn't doing it for me. It just felt like I wasn't doing enough. And I really wanted to be a part of a team where other people cared about it as much as I did. And so in 2014, I got a phone call from Louise Stonington, the Washington State coordinator. Mm-hmm. And we talked for about an hour. And at the end of that conversation, I decided to start my own chapter. I wouldn't have to bike anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I could have everybody come to my house. And I've never looked back. It was the best decision. It's really improved my optimism, my outlook on life. I've got so many wonderful new friends. And I feel hopeful. And I feel empowered.
Yeah. So listeners know that I'm active in CCL as well. And I certainly have experienced the same thing you're talking about good friends. I mean, the folks that are in CCL, and I'm not sure how it particularly happened, but they do tend to be personable, outgoing people who have their feet firmly grounded. So that's been an unexpected reward to me of being a part of CCL. Okay, so a quick aside. I'm going to take advantage of the fact that you're a medical doctor and you mentioned veganism. So what would you say to people who are concerned that they can't have a healthy diet and be vegans both?
So the opposite is true. You can't really have a healthy diet and not be vegan. So as a doctor, I've been absolutely astounded by the stories my vegan patients have told me about why they switched and what happened when they switched. So and the research is just piling up that supports that. But having said that, you know, I think there are environmentalists of all dietary types, and I appreciate every last one of them.
Yeah, so, and I appreciate that comment too. Just speaking about myself personally, I'm not a vegan, but I'm almost a vegan. And so I do kind of encourage folks, look, you don't have to be completely radical about this. Just significantly reduce your intake of meat and other animal products and your diet will be more healthy. But anyway, we digress a little bit here. So we want to learn about Citizens Climate Lobby. So talk a bit about the structure of Citizens Climate Lobby. And I'm talking there about, okay, what's the relation? What does national CCL do, the states, the local chapters, and so on?
So National CCL is firmly focused on supporting its volunteers. It exists in order to empower us and to create a welfare, a livable world is what all of our goal is together. So CCL National has a growing and very capable staff, and they do everything from helping us navigate their extensively very helpful website to helping decide what lobby decisions are most important. And they make a lot of really important choices for us. And then they also support us by having group leader meetings and state leader meetings and by organizing conferences. So we have a very cohesive group nationally. We don't just go off and do whatever. We all kind of learn together and we kind of work together because we think that makes our voices more powerful if we're all supporting and saying the same things instead of all of us going in different directions, which all might be valuable, but just won't be as effective if we weren't doing it together.
Yeah, absolutely. So then from national, what would be the relationship with the state and local chapters?
So national has meetings once a month, and at those meetings, all the local chapters attend. And then the state also has its own sort of group. So we have state meetings once a month as well. And we also have regional meetings once a month. And then the group meetings are just at the local level. So that's usually one city.
Okay, so let's talk about politics a little bit. I think the public perception is that concern about climate change is a left of center issue. What would you say about CCL as a national organization? I mean, would you describe it as left of center, right of center, neither? How would you describe the organization politically?
So we aspirationally, we are in the center. In reality, we do tend to attract more people that are left of center. However, because of that, we actively work to engage people that are right of center. And we have conferences that are exclusively for conservatives. And we explicitly invite them and say things that we hope will make them feel welcome when they do join us.
Yeah, and I do think that that approach is effective. Just something from my own personal experience, there have been several times where I've been talking to somebody within the CCL organization about a planned presentation or something like that, and maybe had 15, 20 minutes of conversation. And then towards the end of the conversation, I realized, hey, this person I'm talking to is a conservative. And so that political orientation of that person didn't really have anything to do with our shared values about caring for the climate, the planet, and the social justice issues associated with them and so on. So I think that CCL, from my own personal experience, I agree with you that they do a really good job of being inclusive. And there are a lot of conservatives in CCL that feel like they're at home. They don't feel like they're swimming upstream just because they're in CCL. So what kind of legislation is CCL supporting these days?
So right now, at the very beginning of the new Congress, we're not supporting specific legislation. However, in the past 2 years of the last Congress, we did support the reconciliation process. And the reason for that is because it seems like it was our only opportunity to have major climate legislation passed. So even though we did not like the partisan process, we felt there was no way we could turn our backs on that. And as the reconciliation legislation, which started off as Build Back Better and then morphed as time went on, as that legislation was going through its kind of agonizing pathway, we at Citizens Climate Lobby very, very strongly asked our legislators to please not let the climate actions fall out of that legislation. And what I really loved about the process there was that National told us when to call them, and they told us to get our friends and family. So we ended up having about 200,000 contacts with Congress at the right time when they could still do something about it and they could still keep climate legislation in the package. And I think that if there's any volunteer organization that can get partial credit for getting the Inflation Reduction Act passed, it probably would be Citizens Climate Lobby.
Yeah, so a great point. So I'm sure you hear this question a lot. I hear it a lot. People say, well, what can I do? Well, one of the things to do is to join an organization like CCL where you can coordinate your voice with other people. And as you've indicated earlier, when we join our voices with other people, there's really kind of a geometric expansion of the impact that we can have as individuals of doing that. So I think you indicated you feel like we probably, by we, I mean CCL, had a significant impact on the outcome of the legislation that you're referring to. So talk about it. This part of the name of CCL is lobbying. So how does, you mentioned phone calls. That certainly comes under the heading of lobbying. What about in-person lobbying? Talk a little bit about that.
So that's a really bright point. Before I joined Citizens Climate Lobby, the thought of actually lobbying, the word, turned me off like it does a lot of people. And also, I just never even thought about trying to meet with my members of Congress. But as soon as I joined, I was swept into a lobby team, and I was immediately impressed. It was Senator Maria Cantwell's lobby meeting, and my team was super polite. We always start our visit with gratitude towards the staff and thanking them for specific items that they had done. And then we proceed into the ask, and everybody shares the conversation really evenly, so there's no one person dominating it. And we all had learned in advance something that we had to be sort of experts on, so that in case difficult questions came up, we were prepared. And it was a very respectful, enjoyable process. And since I've been in CCL for 9 years, I've had the extreme pleasure of developing a real relationship with my representative, Adam Smith. I've actually, with my lobby team, we've actually visited his home. We visited his local office and his Washington, D.C. office. And we've really gotten to know each other over time. And he has come to support our policies. And it's been extremely gratifying.
Yeah, that idea of personal connection with a congressperson is pretty amazing. And I'm with you. 10 years ago, I would have thought that's not anything that would ever be a part of my life. But as you've gotten to know Adam Smith, our chapter has gotten to know Derek Kilmer, who's a representative of our district. And Mr. Kilmer has got a great deal of respect for our organization. And we know that because the State of the Union message a year before this, Mike Kelly, who's in his district, a fellow CCLer, was invited back by Derek Kilmer to be a part of the, to be in the audience for the State of the Union. So really quite an accolade for Mike and in that same regard to us at CCL too. Can you go over a little bit? So what's life like in a local chapter? I mean, let's say somebody joins your chapter right now. What are some of the things that they could expect to find?
Great question. So right now I have a terrific onboarding team. So their names are Mitchell and Martine. And what'll happen if they join the Bellevue chapter, within 48 hours, usually 24 hours, they're going to get a phone call or a text or an email from one of these two lovely volunteers. And that will be followed up by another email or phone call or text in hopes that we can make contact. And the whole question on that initial contact is, would you like to talk to us?
Okay.
And then many of them do agree to talk. And when they do, we're interested in them. What do they love to do? What are their accomplishments? Why would they reach out to a climate organization? And then we tell them about projects that are ongoing. Maybe they would like to join us at a farmer's market, or maybe they would like to come to a lobby meeting, or maybe they'd like to attend a party where we write letters to the editor. So these are the kind of things we invite them to do to get engaged. And we definitely request that they come to our monthly meetings, which are hybrid, so they can come on Zoom or in person.
So does a person who's coming, let's say, coming in off the street, for lack of a better term, how knowledgeable, how skillful, how deep does their understanding of climate change have to be just to show up and be part of the group?
Absolutely no requirements at all. We all have different bodies of knowledge, and there's plenty of learning going on in the group, and they don't have to know anything except that they want to help.
Okay, so first off, you got me sold, but that happened a while ago. By the way, I'll just toss in too, you're talking about that follow-up phone call. So important, because when I first contacted CCL, I really didn't know what CCL was about. And looking back, I can't even remember exactly why I even expressed an interest in CCL. But a couple of days later, I got a phone call from Chuck Jensen, our chapter co-lead. And his phone call is what made the difference with me being in CCL, because he was interested in my, you know, why did I contact them, offered me ways of participating and so on and so forth. And of course, I was hooked from there. So if a person is interested in knowing more, how would they go about learning more about CCL and how to get involved?
Yeah. So they can go to citizensclimatelobby.org. And just and click on sign up, and they can sign up for a weekly session that tells them about Citizens Climate Lobby. Generally, they occur Wednesdays at 5 p.m. And their name will then be entered into the national database, which means that even if they don't do anything else right away, they will start getting very valuable information from CCL National. And if they do choose to go to the weekly briefing, then they will learn a little bit about our philosophy and our focus and our methods. And they will also be connected with their local chapter.
Yeah, that's a key part there too. So it sounds like, and it really is an easy process, and it's a non-threatening process too, in terms of, like, as you pointed out, you don't really need to be expert in anything. And there's a good bunch of welcoming people. So I would certainly encourage anybody along with you who is concerned about climate, regardless of your political perspective, to reach out to that national website. So we're close to the end here, Dr. Hansen. So anything else you'd like to add that I haven't thought to ask you about?
Well, I know one thing. When this interview is over, I'm going to be thanking Chuck Jensen for including you.
Yeah. So, and I'll offer Chuck as an example of close friendship that developed just from my association with CCL and all the other interesting and challenging things that I've experienced since then. So Dr. Gwen Hansen, so much for everything you do for creating that chapter up in Bellevue. And thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, John. It was a pleasure.
Many thanks to Dr. Hansen for giving us her up close and personal experience with Citizens Climate Lobby. To be clear, there are lots of good environmentally active groups out there, and CCL might be a good fit for you. But the most important thing, in my view, is that we all be engaged in this struggle to create a livable future, both for us and for those who follow us. You can contact me at john@ccltacoma.org for comments on this program or to make suggestions for future programs. This program, along with all other locally produced Radio Tacoma programs, can be found on the KTAH website under programming. In the meantime, always live like the mountain is out. Take care.